is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we're going to continue to look at current events and prophetic events from a biblical perspective. And the first thing that we have to acknowledge is what continues to play out before us on television, video, and other sources of information, which is this continuous manufactured crisis or manufactured crisis events. And they're obviously extremely well financed. They're obviously nationally and internationally organized. And they've obviously been doing what they've been doing, apparently, a long time. So, you know, to look at this any other way than the perception that none of these are random events or random chance events happening in our society. They're part of a plan. They have been orchestrated. And they've been orchestrated. And the reason you can tell that is because they come at a particular synchronized pacing. They deal with specific geographic territories or whatever. And there's an attempt, and it's extremely well-financed. We're talking about the globalist elite and people of that level that have, you know, an infinite or almost infinite supply of money or resources or whatever. And they spend it collectively to accomplish their purposes and goals. And once you recognize what their goals are, it's very easy to fit in the puzzle pieces. So here's the basic goal: the establishment of one world government, one world religion, one world economic system, otherwise known, that's known as Mystery Babylon, that's known as the return of Babylon. Back in ancient Babylon, when the Tower of Babel or Babel was built, that began the secret mystery religions known as Mystery Babylon. And Mystery Babylon, the harlot, as it says in the Book of Revelation, Mystery Babylon, the harlot, the heads of the nations fornicate with her, and she represents the return of this Babylonian or one world system, one world economic system, one world government, and one world religion, also known as the New World Order. So you have this kind of news event, current event information going on, but at the same time, you have the materialization of the very scenarios that were revealed in the New Testament and the Old Testament by Jesus Christ, by the apostles, by the prophets, etc. A very clear picture begins to emerge that represents what's happening in the real world. You know, what is the percentage? What are the statistical chances that you or I would be living in a time when all of a sudden or incrementally just a huge number of Bible prophecies start to come true? Just what seems like an avalanche of Bible prophecies come true over an intensified period of time. Well, that's what has been going on in our lives, depending upon how old you are, because Bible prophecy is being fulfilled at a very intense rate. And by that, I mean that the signs of the times that Christ warned about are all around us. We are seeing the emergence of this global government. Is that going to be a UN agenda 2030 or something like that? Whether it's through the UN or through some other entity, not necessarily the UN, is secondary. The main thing is there is an orchestrated plan to bring in a one-world government, one-world economic system, and one-world religion. And that is one of the primary goals of the people who control the money. And by the way, when we talk about the coronavirus has a lot to do with controlling the money. And you being wise in protecting your money or whatever resources God has given you. Because when you have this kind of economic turbulence, whatever you want to call it, there you're presented with opportunities of increase and profit, et cetera, oftentimes. Or you're also presented with unique challenges, trials, et cetera, that you have to deal with it. You don't have a choice. You know, you have to trust God, commit your life to Him, seek His face, and by faith you expect Him to lead and guide you, and He will lead and guide you. And He will provide, and He will answer your prayers. He always does. God is faithful. And God isn't faithful just when times are good. God is faithful when times are difficult. But when God allows us to experience difficult trials or whatever, whenever a person calls on God in the middle of difficult trials or outside of difficult trials, whenever a person calls on the Lord Jesus Christ for help, for wisdom, for guidance, for whatever, Jesus Christ honors His word on the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us of all sin and makes us righteous positionally in the throne room of God. We are declared righteous because God sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're the new man and woman in Christ because we've been born again. So in the world that we live in, when we enter trials or difficulties or adversities or whatever, the critical thing is that we continue to pray to the Lord. We simply don't go by feelings. Feelings come and go. We pray to the Lord. We call out to Him. We ask for His supernatural help and His guidance, etc. Whatever we need, we ask God for, and then we cultivate the habit of listening to Him respond to us, or waiting to respond to us, or us waiting on Him. I mean, there's a variety of ways of saying it. But in the doing of that, there's a discernment between what I call an inspired imagination, where it appears like the Lord is leading you, but really it's your human imagination that's just being inspired. So what's being created is not necessarily word for word, verbatim, what God said or what you believe God said to you. but it's more of an imagining that's been inspired. And there's a difference between those two things, and there's a spectrum of those things that I don't think that is, the bottom line is that walking with the Lord is like walking with a person, except you're talking about walking with the supreme being, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And the supreme being, when he communicates, it may be in any modality of communication imaginable. He may speak bluntly, directly. He may speak in a nuance, not to be like a God who is coy or something, but it may appear nuanced or slightly. It will have not. It will be supernatural and extraordinary in the energy, the depth, the creative input it contains. So when we pray to God, that is all. Those are all attributes of the kingdom of God. And so when we pray to God, using the keys of the kingdom, we bring those heavenly resources, protection, etc., into the earth. It's like the prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And it goes on. And so that's a prayer. So it's like a comprehensive prayer, the Lord's Prayer, comprehensive prayer that we can use to bring us into the presence of God, where we can be strengthened, where we can be built up, where we can be fed spiritually, where we can receive God's divine energy, divine anointing. And when God pours out his divine energy and his divine anointing upon you, then you're being sustained by the power of God. And the power of God affects the different areas of your being. So like your emotional, soulish being, your spiritual being, your like psychological being, rational being, different segments of your mind and personality are being brought into the presence of God. And that releases God's power. So when you have people who feel burdened about what's happening in our nation, and I can't imagine anybody who claims to know God personally who could not be incredibly burdened by what he or she is seeing in the media now regarding what's happening in our nation. But the purpose of that sense of burden, the sense of spiritual weight and sense of incredible spiritual concern, the purpose of that burden is that's a form of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's God putting a specific situation and problem or conflict into your heart, and he's commanding you to pray. It's directing you, commanding you, if you will, to pray for that, and he'll tell you how to pray. And you yield to that in obedience and faith, and you begin to pray like that, and the Lord will develop and grow your prayer life phenomenally. But you will you will grow exponentially in terms of being an intercessory prayer warrior, spiritual warrior, because you will develop the capacity and the energy through the Spirit of God to possess a gift or gifting that God has for you. And every one of us have gifts and giftings that God wants to share with us and develop in our lives. But those, it's like a harvest. You have to sow seed. So the key is that you pray, you fellowship with the Lord, you spend time with Jesus, you do what Jesus tells you to do, and God shines his light on your path. And so in the time that we're in, you're not freaked out and you're not excessively burdened emotionally or whatever, because you're not carrying that anyway. The Lord is. You're trusting in the Lord. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And remember to spread our programs, our media, our video far and wide. We'll be back in just a second. And visit paulmcguire.us. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. A thing that I was considering was the fact that the greatest power that there is in any environment or in the United States or whatever nation you live in, greatest power is not military power, it's not economic power, it's not governmental power or organizational power, something like that. The greatest power operating in any nation is what would be called spiritual power. Spiritual power is the most powerful, the most powerful force. When I talk about the most powerful force, I'm talking about God Almighty. And the point is that when you use the name of Jesus Christ in prayer, and you begin to engage in the spiritual battle, that you're plugging in supernaturally. It's like a supernatural or divine electrical grid or electrical field, except it's God. And you're a supernatural member of the body of Christ. And when you operate from the place of abiding in him, as the word teaches us, we're to abide in him, he abides in us, then there's that continuity of the flow of the Holy Spirit. And again, it touches, it heals, it energizes, it produces life, it blesses, it nourishes, because it is the Spirit of God, which is life, eternal life itself. Except eternal life is not just a, you know, like a state of consciousness or something. Eternal life is and comes from God. So if you try to cut the true God out of the picture, there cannot be eternal life, because the eternal life exists because of him and is generated from him, God. So you can't take God out of the equation of eternal life. Eternal life is God. In the same way, God is the infinite personal living God of the universe. So we have been called to be here for such a time as this. We were talking about that a couple of days ago on the Paul McGuire Report. We were called to be here for such a time as this. We've been supernaturally equipped to be here for such a time as this. And every one of us has assignments from the Lord. And one of the key assignments is praying for others, praying for people in the body of Christ, praying for situations, and on a national level, on a state level, community level, family, interpersonal level, pray. Because when you pray, you're calling down the power of God. You're bringing into reality, occupying the land until I come, which is what Jesus Christ promised told his disciples. They were to occupy the land until he came. So we're to occupy the land spiritually until he comes. So every prayer that we pray, every name that we mention before the Lord is honored. It's like a sacred oath or ceremony. When you pray to the Lord in Jesus' name, standing on the Word of God, and you begin to name before the Lord the names of people or groups or organizations or whatever, you know, in terms of who you're praying for, you name them before the throne room of God, and you ask the Lord, or you simply name them before the throne room of God. There's a sacred protection and a seal that God puts on that prayer that locks it into that God is going to move on your behalf. Nothing will be able to stop that. And you know, that implies that we look at it casually, and that's a huge mistake, but what it implies is God has given us incredible supernatural authority that equips us to live victoriously and practically in the last days. And by the way, none of us knows how long the last days will last. Simply living in a Western nation now, like a European Union nation or Australia, New Zealand, or Canada, U.S., and other nations, simply living in those nations have been pummeled by all kinds of socioeconomic, racial, employment, social chaos, etc., disruptions. And that isn't a matter of coincidence or random chance either. You know, there are levers, if you will, and buttons by which powerful people can manipulate the economy or segments of the economy through things like, you know, trade treaties and all kinds of other methods that are kind of like, to be blunt, they're under the table methods of attempting for somebody to make profit and gain. It's a way of deceit and manipulation, which is a characteristic of Babylonian system and the return of mystery Babylon. That's why God tells his people, get out of her, my people. He was referring to getting out or coming out of Babylon. And that's still God's command for his people today, is for God's people to come out of her. Who's her? Babylon. This priestess entity that goes back to Nimrod and Semiramis in the original Babylon. And It's this occultic control system used by the globalist elite. And God's people have been given supernatural power to defeat it and to overcome it if they choose to access it, for lack of better words. And you access it by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you pray like that, which is referred to as standing on the word, or it's referred to as claiming the promises of God. The idea is that you're praying for something, and there's this spiritual battle between you and what you're praying for. And you continue to pray. You continue to pray until the battle is won. And you do that by standing, not retreating, and by claiming what's yours in Christ, or what's yours in the Word of God. And you claim it, and you continue to claim it. And people say, well, that's, are you talking about naming and claiming? No, I'm not talking about naming and claiming it. I'm talking about turning God's word into a little magical recitation or a lucky rabbit's foot or a charm. It's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about the authentic, legitimate promises from God to you that it's God's desire for you to appropriate or make yours by faith. And that is understanding that as a new man or woman in Christ, you have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. You're born again. Jesus Christ lives in you. You're a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. And you have the supernatural capabilities and abilities that, of course, have to be developed, but God expects you to develop those gifts. And as you do, you begin to bear fruit as an individual and as a person, and as a person who understands and can see clearly the things of God. And your vision is supernaturally anointed, and your vision is supernaturally strengthened. And you're not a person that perishes, because the Word of God says, my people perish for lack of vision. Well, you wouldn't perish for lack of vision, because you've asked God for vision, and you've been open to Him, and He's given you vision. That applies to somebody who's like turns their back on the promises of God. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report, you know, meditating on the promises of God, thinking about the promises of God, praying in concert or synchronization with the Word of God when we pray. All our ways that we can be more effective in our prayer life, and that's something that is one of the goals of this program, the Paul McGuire Report, is to teach that to people on how that powerful truth applies to everyday life. And it's everyday life that God's truths, including promises from His prophetic word, they come true in everyday life. It's important that we see them. It's important that when we recognize God's supernatural hand of blessing or protection in our lives. Join us here at Paul McGuire Ministries Paradise Mountain Church as we reach out through social media, through video, through audio, and other media platforms. We continue to reach out to people in the United States and across the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ by teaching people a biblical worldview and ministering to people. And the fact that God uses this as a way to plant seeds and to bring in a spiritual harvest, we're thankful to every one of you who have been obedient to the Lord and are supporting this ministry and supporting the work that Jesus Christ is doing this through this ministry. And you can contact us at paulmcguire.us here in Southern California, paulmcguire.us. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report.